Current state on WKAR. The first documented case of Alzheimer's disease was recorded in 1906. Since then, scientists have struggled to understand the cause of this neurological disorder that robs the mind of normal behavior. A Michigan State University chemist believes a natural compound from a well-known medicinal plant may one day be used to treat Alzheimer's. He's patented that compound in the hopes of starting human clinical trials. Current state's Mark Bashore spoke with Dr. Murali Nair.
So many of us have had some kind of encounter with Alzheimer's disease, either with a loved one or as a victim ourselves. We've seen what it does to the brain and specifically to memory and emotions as well. What's going on inside the brain of someone with Alzheimer's disease?
Yeah, the disease is caused by a protein called beta amyloid protein. It is produced by an enzyme called secretase enzyme. The protein is a beneficial protein, the big protein, and which is then cleaved or broken down into pieces, and the fragments are used for the healthy cells, you know, the neuronal cells to utilize. But there is an unwanted piece, which is the beta amyloid protein, that cause a series of events which cause the Alzheimer's disease, and then that destroys the neuronal cells. That's an irreversible damage.
Your research is with a botanical compound called withanamides.
Yes.
And that comes from a plant known as ashwagandha. Tell us about ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha is a very significant herb used in Ayurvedic medicine and Chinese traditional medicine. And it's also used in various preparations sold in Europe. And the roots of this plant has been used for hundreds of years, and the leaves. So this particular set of compounds, withanamides, the strong antioxidant compound, which also protect the neuronal cells from beta amyloid plaque, that come from the berries of the plant. And it is considered as a generally regarded as safe plant. We can get easy access to the clinical trials compared to a synthetic chemical. So because this has been proven to be safe because people have been consuming this for hundreds of years.
It's become obvious that they're
correct.
Safe.
Yes.
My guest is Dr. Murali Nair. He's a professor of chemistry at Michigan State University, and we're talking about his exciting work with a plant compound called withanamides, which are showing promise as a potential natural treatment for Alzheimer's disease. How long have withanamides shown promise in this area?
This research has been going on for about 7-8 years, and we have now finished the preclinical type studies, that is trying to see whether these compounds can reach the brain. It can pass the blood-brain barrier because all Alzheimer's drug should reach the brain. So just last year, we published that these compounds now can pass the blood-brain barrier in mouse models.
Let's stay optimistic about this.
Yes.
How and when will you know that you've reached a stage with human clinical trials that will allow you to market a product?
Well, I think within a year, we can recruit different Alzheimer's stage patients, and then we can look at the PET scan, and then if the progression is not there, it stops, you know, then we know that it's working. So this particular compound can do two things. It can prevent at the onset of Alzheimer's, that's like a prophylactic, or you can stop at that stage where it is from further damage. We should be able to get that information about a year, we think.
That is very exciting news, and to think it's unfolding here at Michigan State University is especially exciting. We want to thank our guest, Dr. Murali Nair. He's a professor of chemistry at Michigan State and the senior associate to the dean of the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. He has patented a plant compound that's showing good signs in the fight against Alzheimer's disease, and he's preparing for the human clinical trial phase. Dr. Nair, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.